Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Juneteenth, white people. Yeah. Did you celebrate it? Yeah, did you have a cookout or anything? I mean, did you bring over all your black friends and say, hey, y'all want some chitlins and some collard greens? We made soul food for your special black folks. We didn't even do that. Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden's homage to the colored people. A day he gave black folks in hopes of keeping the black vote. You ain't black, man. Come on, man. Come on. You know the thing. Here you go, colored people. I gave you a day. I'm going to go down in history like Reagan with Martin Luther King's birthday or whoever started Black History Month. I don't even know. But, you know, Joe Biden, I gave you another day in the middle of LGBT month, too. Mm-hmm. Y'all better thank me. You better thank me. Mm-hmm. So what, you ain't working, black people? So you don't really get a benefit of this day. And by the way, 13% of the country is black people. So the 87% of the people that get this holiday are like, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, white man. Thank you for making them colored people think they got something when they ain't got nothing. Symbolic act at best. Optics. But Joe Biden, I gave something to the black people. What was it? I don't remember what I gave them, but I gave them something. Hunter Biden probably like, okay, listen, black people. If you will give me $3 million, I will get you a day. I can go right to the big guy. I can go right up to the big guy. I'll get you a day. I'll get you a day that's in the middle of LGBT month. Yeah, who can say that for you, huh? By the way, you got some crack? Well, that's coke. You know what I mean. Oh, my goodness. I have to believe the Democrats laugh at the silly Negroes who vote for them behind the scenes. I know they do. Another birthday cocktail buddy's gone. Charles, we gave them a day. Those silly Negroes accepted a day. Yes. Tell Biden to give them a day. They seem to want more. Oh, man. If I seem to scoff at the idea of these pat-pats that the Democrats give the black people, I am. Yeah, I am. I'm being sarcastic. I can't stand this nonsense. And black people fall. Oh, my God, man. Hey, look, we got a day. They recognizing Juneteenth up in here, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good luck. Go ahead and get those reparations. He can't get you jobs. Joe Biden can't get you jobs, real jobs. He can't help you grow businesses. He can't help you have stronger families. He can't help you have prosperity. And God forbid he gets you reparations. Joe's reparations is the day. Juneteenth is your reparations, Negroes. I got you something. See, I told you. You ain't black unless you vote for me. We celebrated Juneteenth over the weekend. How about Father's Day? We got lots to celebrate as black men, don't we? Woo-hoo! We get Juneteenth, and then when a bunch of us are not even, we're fathers, but we're not participating fathers, we get two really good things that the Democrats gave us. But to the men who raise their families, the real men of America, the ones who take part in the lives of their children, let me tell you something, fellas. You are not perfect, but you work hard. You do your best. You appreciate everything that God gives you, that this nation gives you, that your family gives you. You are so, you recognize it. Look, I'm not going to tell you you're perfect. We could all use a little Dr. Phil on our shoulder going, Kevin, is that going to get you what you want? No, Dr. Phil. But we work hard at it. And I appreciate the children who recognize our dads and how hard they work. I appreciate the significant others of these real men, these fathers who are participating. You may be a product of a situation of divorce or whatever, but you know what? Your ex loves you, cares about you still, appreciates the role you play in your kids' life. I hope you're with your kids. If they're not grown, you know what I mean? If they're grown, I hope they're not with you. But if they're not grown, I hope you're with them. I hope you're in a, you know, what do they call it? The core family. You know what I'm saying? The family that's together. I hope you're in one of those. And you're raising your little cheerins. And they're watching you interact. And they're learning. They're learning how to be good, solid citizens of the world. And how to be good mates. And if you're a man, you're teaching your daughter what to look for in a man. I'm just saying, I'm saying to fathers, I know you're a man, I'm saying, but the man of the family, let me tell you, you are teaching your daughters who to look for in a man, and you are teaching your sons how to be a man. So your role is very important, despite what leftists tell you. Toxic masculinity and all of these things. You are important. You are so important to the ecosystem of this nation that the feminist movement, like they do with everything, the leftists, like they do with everything, they need to destroy you. So happy Father's Day to you, because let me tell you what real men do. We are undaunted. No matter what these clowns throw at us, we will remain on top. We are the alphas of the world. That is a fact, and it will remain a fact. And if you're a smart woman out there listening to this program, you're shaking your head going, yeah, doggone right you are, Kevin. You are the leader of the family and the leader of this nation as ordained by God, because there is something God put inside of you that said, protect. And it's not misused strength. It's strength that says, I will do whatever it takes to protect mine. And that's why we are put in charge. That's why God said, protect your family. He didn't give that role to a woman. Not just saying that women won't. They absolutely will. But somebody's got to be the leader. And what we've got, sadly, are too many eunuch, male hyena, metrosexual, pansy bud men who think they're fathers. They're I don't know what they are. But on our side, we got real men, and we have real women who understand real men. God bless us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots in the news, folks. Democrats in turmoil. An economic meltdown is occurring, as is a political meltdown. We're going to touch a lot on this today. Did I mention by chance that tomorrow is my birthday? The day of my birth? That's right. Oh, my goodness. On this day, I was brought into the world by my mother, Beverly. And I don't know what my impact will be, but I know this. God brought me into this world for a reason, and I'm going to live up to it in all His glory. I'm going to try to do the best I can to make sure that my light shines. And I'm so happy that you guys will probably be here tomorrow to share my birthday with me. This is awesome. I mean, and I don't think much of them. I told you guys, I did a show the other day. In fact, I think it was a week ago. And I said, birthdays don't mean anything. I talked about the days that are important, the significant days. And even when we get to the 30, 40, 50, 60, we give ourselves some reason to celebrate these as a, you know, like a milestone. Insignificant. There are certain ones that hit and then it's over. As I said, at 13, 16, 20, 21, 25. And after that, you're kind of done because now you're officially in the manhood. I mean, you go through puberty, you're in manhood, but I'm saying you're officially in the manhood by the time you're 21, certainly by the time you're 25. Now it's time to go out and make a way for yourself. And I've done that so many times, changing careers as an adult, having the guts, the chutzpah, the cojones to change careers so many times. And putting my faith in many cases in God. Because you may, you know, I will tell you, I've made career changes and you can hear there's a moment of uncertainty. I don't want to call it fear. Like when I lost my job at Fox for calling those Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, which is what they are. I there was a moment of wonderment, like, oh shoot, you know, once they told me you're gone. And you're like, wow, it's a big deal. You know, significant part of my income, poop, out of here. You know, you go to buy something and you have Fox News on your resume versus, you know, your own little company. And it's a big deal to have Fox News. Oh, they're solid. They got the money, man. Yeah, Kev, come get this house or whatever, right? Well, you lose that too. You lose the futures, right? Would I be on a TV show? Absolutely, I'd have a show by now. If Bongino's got a show, I could certainly have a show. Lawrence Jones has a show. Please. No offense, but I'm more entertaining than those guys. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but I am. So, yeah, my career would have been whatever. I don't care. You know, you figure out a way. God says to me, I'll help you, bro. I got you. So I don't worry about it. But yeah, you make these transitions. But all of that, all of the strife, every time I think about a birthday, I think almost about a rebirth of me, the new me for this year. Yeah. Not that I've got any problem with the old me, but if you're not evolving every single day, shame on you. You should be evolving. I'm not trying to lecture you, but I'm going to lecture you. You should be evolving every day. Kevin, I'm 82. I'm stuck in my ways. Well, shut up. Don't make me slap you, 82-year-old. You're not stuck in your ways. You have things that you say are I'm not compromising on. This is it. But you're learning. You should be learning every day. Doing something. Exploring you until the day you die. Figuring out who you are. Nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing, you know, people think, well, by now I should know who I am. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. You should know who you are. Yes, you do know who you are. But that doesn't mean there's still not room for growth. No regrets, though. Don't be looking back going, man, I sure wish I'd done such and such. You're doing it. You're doing it. Whatever God put you here to do, you're doing it. And keep looking for it. Keep at it. Anyway, lots of things in a row for this black man. Juneteenth, I talked about it. Father's Day, Baby Daddy Day. for far too many black men, it's Baby Daddy Day. And, I think I mentioned this, my birthday. June 21st, man, what a day. Longest day of the year. Not in a bad way. When I say longest day, I mean longest day of sunshine. The beginning of the summer solstice, right? So lots of things happen. And there are years where my birthday is on Father's Day, which of course still makes it, it is the longest day of the year, the longest day of sunshine, meaning the light shines the longest on things on this day. Do you think that's by accident that God brought me in this world on this day? He was like, that's a bright light. I'm going to make it shine on the longest day. June 21st. And I share this birthday with lots of people, but it isn't as special to them as it is to me. At least I want to believe that. You want to know what my present is? This year, for everything I just talked about, Juneteenth, Father's Day, and my birthday all in one, it is Joe Biden. Kevin, what? You would want Joe Biden as a birthday? Yes! I love having Joe Biden as a birthday president. This buffoon, this moron, this first-class lunatic is making this nation have to right itself. And I do mean right with a capital R, as in righteous. How about that? How about living in a world where the Democrats cheat, they get exactly what they want, and you know what happens? It blows up in their little ugly, evil faces. Yes, I love it. I'm going to talk next hour about this stock market meltdown that Joe Biden has presided over. Unbelievable. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on getting. So there's going to be stories about Ukraine, things you nobody's talked about with Ukraine. We'll talk about that. Hunter Biden, a cover-up right now. The DOJ providing cover for Hunter. How long do you think they keep the lid on this? I did mention we're making another movie, right? We're making a film. That film is around. We have them on record, man. I cannot wait to see how these people try to squirm out of what we put on film. How they squirm out of it. These folks are on record lying, cheating in the last election. Multiple locations. Undercover video. And let me tell you, if you think that. I mean, we got Project Veritas on steroids. It isn't just people submitting stuff to Project Veritas anymore. It's people doing things on their own, understanding that you keep the time clock on it. You make sure that there is irrefutable evidence. People are doing this all over the country. They are leaving nothing to chance. Your citizen journalists and investigative reporters are doing what the media should be doing and are too lazy to do. Anyway, we got lots to discuss, folks. Terrorists in our midst, and I'm not just talking about Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his vacation home in Delaware, President Biden shares his thoughts on how high energy prices could incentivize people to invest in renewables.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Today marks a national observance for the Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, when enslaved African Americans in Texas formally received word they were free. USA Radio News. The pain goes on for some travelers as the Juneteenth holiday weekend wraps up. FlightAware saying there have been more than 500 cancellations for flights within, into, or out of the United States Monday. The number of delays is hovering around 1,500. The delays being caused by weather and a pilot shortage. A good guy with a gun is being called a hero in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Speaking of Father's Day, how about that great role model papa, the big guy Joe Biden? Wow, what a father this guy turns out to be. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a ring. Look, I'm not telling people I'm no Cosby dad or what was it, Dr. Huxtable. Far from it. But boy, do I work hard to be a good dad, and I bet many of you do too. And I will tell you, you know, whatever problems that you may have with your kids or I may have with mine, wow. Look at Joe Biden. He's got a crackhead kid, which I'll give him credit. His crackhead son loves the heck out of him. But who wouldn't? If your dad was the single reason why you were able to be the most celebrated crackhead in the history of man, I'd love him to death, too. The guy, man, he's my idol, man. I mean, that dude, yeah, well, he loves me, man. He's always made me feel like I was somebody, even when I was and you know what? God bless him. What would you do if you had a son like Hunter? Yeah. So I don't want to throw rocks there, because I'm going to tell you, Hunter would have had an intervention by now. I would have cut him off. But Joe didn't. But to his detriment, Joe Biden said, you know what, Hunter? No matter what we do, no matter how the things go, I'm going to support you. And he's made him feel bad. But see, you can't give everybody the trophy. Hunter Biden's been given the trophy. Joe Biden's bailed him out at every turn. And so Hunter hasn't learned any lessons. You should hear his interview. There's an interview where he essentially says, I run my dad. My dad will do whatever I want him to do. And he's asking him to do everything. All he's got to do is give up that coin, give him the money, give the money to the big guy. And Joe Biden may be asking Hunter to give him money so he can have it for later to bail Hunter out of something else. Would be legit, wouldn't it? If you say, look, I'm going to grease the skids for you, but I'm going to take half of what you earn just in case I got to get you out of trouble. It would be reasonable. But just tell us that's what you did. Admit it, Joe. Big guy. Captain Demento. But we're not talking about Hunter right now. We're talking about Ashley Biden. Ashley. Yeah, Ashley These Bidens are amazing. There's a woman that found Ashley Biden's diary in a halfway house, and she's under FBI investigation for selling the journal in which Ashley Biden recalled, quote, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, and details her drug and sex addiction. Boy, two kids, two people suffering from drug and sex addiction. Here's what I will tell you. If you have one child that's suffering from drug addiction or sex addiction, I go, man, you know, either one of those is bad, right? But when you have one child that's suffering from both, then you go, okay, well, again, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But when you have a second child that's suffering not just from drug addiction, but from drug addiction and sex addiction, I'm saying call CPS. I want Child Family Protect. What do they call it? Is it CPS, Child Protective Services? Yeah. I want them going and investigating. Can you imagine what we would find if we really knew the inside scoop of the Bidens? Whew. I told you guys, a year of Maury, a year of Springer, a year of whatever. I don't know. What are the other shows that are to talk about trailer park trash? But who's under investigation? The woman who found the diary is under investigation. What was she supposed to do? Hey, listen, Ashley, not sure if you're still on crack. Let me tell you, knowing what the Democrats do to people, I wouldn't return anything. I'd make a copy. I'd put it in a thing, in a safe deposit box that says, in the event of my death, everything that's in this thing is going to go public. But so what she did, apparently she sold it. Said, previous reports claim the Bidens reported it stolen in an alleged burglary, but they've learned that this woman, Amy Harris, is not being investigated for theft. In other words, she didn't steal it. She found it. It's her selling of the property that could be considered a crime. And the fact that Ashley is Biden's daughter kicks it to a different legal level. Yeah, what? What legal level? If it had been about your daughter, the diary of your daughter, it would be lesser. But because it's Joe Biden's daughter, it's more. Let me tell you something. What they're doing is the same thing they did with Hunter's laptop. Hunter's laptop, which I don't think the guy sold it. I think he just said, hey, I've got this. He made a drive for the FBI, and he made a drive for others. So nobody could say, nope, you know, this wasn't it. He mirrored it. And it was a smart move. Good for him. Harris is 39. This is what they write at the Daily Mail. Moved into a Palm Beach home and found the diary under a mattress shortly after Ashley moved back to Philadelphia in 2020. She is said to have later passed a private journal around at a Republican fundraiser before selling it for $40,000 to, quote, right-wing organization Project Veritas. See, here's what's interesting about calling them that. Right-wing organization. Project Veritas tells you what they are. Project Truth. Do you think if Project Veritas uncovered information that was negative to a Republicans, they would cover it up? They would not do it? I know James O'Keefe personally. He doesn't care. If it is subverting our constitutional republic, he will investigate it and report about it, regardless of political affiliation. I know this. It says, the diary contained shocking and sensitive information, such as details about her chronic drug abuse, sex addiction, and being, quote, hypersexualized in her youth. Let me tell you what it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me one bit to learn that Hunter Biden was involved in an incestuous relationship with his sister. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. I think she, I'm not sure if Joe and Jill had kids. Maybe that's, I think that that's their, that's Joe and Jill's daughter, since only Hunter's half daughter. And we know Hunter has no scruples when it comes to who he gets involved with. I mean, soon as his brother Bo is dead, what does Hunter do? He's hooking up with his dead brother's widow. And here's what's so bad about her. She knows what Hunter's about. It can't be a secret in the Biden family that Hunter hangs around prostitutes and, you know, probably involved in a lot of other very unscrupulous things. And we know he's a drug addict. And can you imagine? She goes from a son who's an attorney general who served in the military, and she says, you know what? I think I'll try my hand with it with the crackhead brother who likes, you know, messing around with prostitutes. So I'm not giving her a pass. She's a real jewel, right? She says this, they write this. I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Showers with my dad, probably not appropriate, she wrote in a January 2019 entry into her journal. Let me say this. Joe Biden's a freak. I don't have any daughters. I have sons. And I said this in a previous discussion, but I wouldn't shower with my sons, much less shower with my daughter. Now, I know there are hippies out there and people, Kevin, it's just, it's the human body. It is amazing and in all of its forms, and we should not hide our bodies. Okay, great. I get you. I get you, you nudist and all that other stuff. But I wouldn't shower with my daughter. I didn't shower with my sons. Happy to have discussions about sex and the bees and stuff like that. Had it with all of them, but I'm not showering with them. That's just freaky. And I, you know, look, I ain't gonna get into cultural things and all this, but this is the, as we say in the black culture, this is crap white people do. I'm not doing it. It's just freaky. But now they're gonna go after Harris, mother of two, fresh out of rehab. Let's see what happens, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Much to the chagrin of the left, the American public is on to the Biden family. They're hip to them. This whole little circus now that's going around, the daughter, Ashley Biden, that's only lending more light to why they're covering up so much stuff for Hunter. I mean, think about what would be happening if this were Trump or any other family, any other non-Democrat family. You'd know about it. I'm talking about high-profile family. Trump or the Bush family or something like that. You'd know all about it. But if it's Obama, we don't hear a thing about Malia and Sasha. Remember, Malia was smoking dope and, you know, going to parties and I think even snorting cocaine. Nothing. And for the record, I don't care. I don't. I don't care what the Obama daughters are doing. As long as it does not jeopardize the American people, I don't care what they do. Hunter Biden's actions jeopardize the American people. I mean, I don't know. The number of countries that this guy's been to that now hold some form of dominion over us, we don't know. We know it's at least two, China and Russia. Ukraine doesn't have a lot of, you know, over on us, but we know that some of the moves that were made there were made because Hunter's because of Hunter's involvement. But Russia and China, unquestionably, our two biggest enemies. For decades, Hunter is nuzzled up to him. And then we get this information about the daughter. The daughter. Biden family drama is what I've titled this. Is it any wonder why Democrats want to cover up the Biden's family drama? When you have not one but two crackheads in the family, two sex-addicted crackheads. Let me tell you, when you're talking about espionage, what do you think you need mostly? I'm talking about if you were a spy and you knew that the persons you were trying to go after were crack addicted and sex addicted, what would you do? You'd give them drugs or you'd give them prostitutes. One or the other. They're easy targets. How easy do you think the Biden family was to target? Including Joe. I'll bet you money. Joe Biden, other than just being forgetful and Jill having to, you know, kind of tow him around, I'm going to tell you something. I think Joe Biden would have been lining up women left and right. He thinks he's JFK. Don't fool yourself for a second. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Yeah, stellar father, that Joe Biden. You know, the type of dad you want you would emulate. You say, oh, yeah, that's the type of dad I want to be. Versus a Trump dad. Think about what Trump has done for his family. The kids participate in the business. Donald Trump, you can bet, groomed his children to say, go out and be something. You're going to work for it. He set the standard for work ethic. He told them, you've got the Trump name. You got to live up to this legacy that I've built. And I'm going to give you a head start. I don't know. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything. I don't know whether Trump gave the Trump kids money. I know he let them work for him. I'm sure they worked their way up. I bet if they were pikers and couldn't get it done, he wouldn't just let them walk through. I suspect those Trump kids really know what they're doing. A man who's never had an alcohol drink and has never done a drug. You think his kids have? I doubt it. The apple doesn't fall far from the trees. Now, they may have interpersonal issues. Don Jr.'s divorced. I know that. I don't think Ivanka is. I think it's her first marriage to Jared Kushner or whatever. I don't know about Eric, but he seems happy. He's got the two younger kids. They seem okay, well-adjusted. You're not hearing about crackheads. You're not hearing about shady deals with other people. There is no Trump family drama. And the only thing that the Democrats can come up with is trying to fabricate stories about Trump. Oh, he was trying to mess around with Stormy Daniels. They want you to believe that a billionaire playboy, good-looking dude, can't get whomever he wants. He has to pay some skank $130,000 in order to have sex with her. I don't know if you've looked at Stormy Daniels. And I'm not trying to judge, per se. But I'm going to put it to you this way. If you gave me $130,000 and said, Kevin, spend it on any woman you want, I'm going to make different offers. Yeah, Stormy Daniels is not going to make that list. I'm going to venture to tell you, I think most men, they would agree with me. They wouldn't want Stormy Daniels. Oh, but Kevin, she's experienced. She's an adult film star. Okay, I don't know any adult film stars, to be honest with you. I don't watch porn. But if you gave me a list of them, I'm going to make you money. I'm going to bet you money Stormy Daniels doesn't make my list. List of top 10 that I'm going to go give $130,000 to so, you know, we can get jiggy with it. Between us girls, I'm keeping the money. You know, I'm not giving it to any of them. But they want to convince you that a billionaire who's married to, I don't know, Marla Maples or Ivanka, whoever at the time, Ivana, he was so desperate for women that he went to the seediest parts of wherever, went to some strip club and said, "Oh, there's the one. That's the one I want right there. She's the best. Yeah, I only want the best. Give me the best skank you can get. Yeah, there she is. Bring her over." See, I'm not buying it because I have too much common sense to believe that. I believe Donald Trump, even if he had his front guys doing it, he could go over whispering, have some dude whisper in the ear, "Hey, would you like to spend some time with a billionaire playboy hanging out in jet? Maybe go to Paris, whatever." Yeah, sure. See, I've been around money, and I know what women are willing to do. And it would not take a whole lot of effort to get some absolute, you know, visually beautiful women to say, "I'll join." And look, I love conservative women, but I would bet you there was a time in your life where some of you would have said, "A billionaire playboy is going to take me on his jet and hang out. I get to hang out with him for a week or so and blah, blah." Yeah, you might actually say, "I'll take that, Monty. I'll take door number 3 for, you know, because it wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't judge you for it." Let me put it another way to make it easy for everybody. If some cougar, when I was in my 20s, some billionaire's cougar said, "Hey, I'm kind of digging on you, Kevin J. Would you like to come hang around with me for a week and, you know, pal around in Saint-Tropez and I'll take you over on my plane and you'll want for nothing?" Yeah. Where do I sign up? I would have been on that plane so fast, they'd have thought I was the pilot. I would have jumped at that chance. Yeah, I'll make my amends down the road, but you know what? I'm there. Shoot. I'm telling this. If that had happened, I'd be telling that story to this day. You'll never believe it, but there was a time when some billionaire baroness said, "I like that little black man." I'd be telling the story. I would be leaving the names out, but I'd be telling the story. You doggone Skippy, I would. Biden's daughter says she was hypersexualized at a young age, detailed her chronic drug abuse, affairs outside her marriage, how her finances were, quote, down to the wire, and how she made Joe cry with worry over her ahead of the Democratic primary debate. Her writings also show that Ashley may have been using drugs while helping campaign for her father's presidential bid in 2019. Yeah, nobody. It was funny. You didn't hear anything about this. You knew nothing about these people for the most part. We knew about Hunter, not a whole lot about Ashley. If these had been two Trump kids, it would have been over. Donald Trump couldn't have gotten elected. If you ask me, it would have been over. So, you know, look, I don't care about Joe Biden's daughter. But what I do care about is how they try to make these people appear. They're no better than us. In fact, in many cases, they don't compare. And the biggest thing is Joe Biden's compromised by all of this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.